serve him rolling.
He's already been served. I served him. He's taken care of. He's a little slow, but he got it.
Roland Martin, weekday mornings at 9, 8 Central. Start your day with TV1's News One Now, the only daily news show that looks at issues from our perspective. And today, Roland talks with Smokin' Norful from Washington, D.C. Roland Martin, good morning.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. If you're driving in the nation's capital, I would advise for you to stay at home. Motorcades galore will be all over the place over the next 3 days as nearly every leader of an African nation is in the nation's capital for a first-of-its-kind summit to boost economic relationships between the United States and Africa. Joining us right now is Valerie Jarrett, senior advisor to President Barack Obama. Valerie, good morning.
Hey,
there she is. All right, good morning.
Good morning.
Valerie, this is a huge deal, the first of its kind. You have not only the leaders of African nations, but you have CEOs, you have other business leaders, government officials. I mean, it's a massive undertaking. And again, for the first time we've ever seen this type of summit in the United States.
That's right. And I say it's a game changer, Roland. This is the first time we have nearly 50 leaders, their delegations, and I think what we're going to see is a paradigm shift. I think people have historically viewed Africa as a continent in need of foreign aid, and now what you're seeing is that it is an opportunity for investment. Six of the 10 largest, fastest-growing economies in the world are in Africa. That's a huge potential, and as I talk to business leaders here in the United States as well as those in Africa, when we were there last summer, what is clear is they want to invest, they want to see Africa grow, and the opportunity to build a middle class in Africa inures to the benefit of the United States, too. Great opportunities for us to export our goods and services to Africa, and you know, other countries have looked at extracting precious materials from Africa. We're looking at helping Africa build its own capacity to produce goods and participate in the global marketplace fully.
And we've always had the various relationships that were private. Of course, for years, Reverend Leon Sullivan held his conference on the continent. But we're operating in a different world now, because not only that, the amount of investment going on in the motherland, especially coming from China and from Europe, and America is frankly lagged behind, if you will, when it comes to infrastructure, when it comes to those growing economies in these African nations.
Well, as you know, last summer when the president was in Africa, he announced our goal of doubling the power in Africa. Just imagine the potential that you would unleash if you have power all throughout Africa. We want to make sure that we're investing in food security, for example. So rather than just simply transporting goods there, let's help Africans learn to farm and develop agriculture on their own. The same thing goes with health. I was on one of the Sunday shows, Face the Nation, with Mayor Bloomberg, and his foundation for years now has been investing in health in Africa, as well as many other private foundations, and leveraging the federal resources as well as resources from around the world, our goal being to end AIDS in one generation. So there's just huge potential, and the theme of our conference, Rowan, is investing in the next generation. We all want to make sure we leave the world better than we found it. And as you know, last week, the president was hosting 500 of his young African leaders with the intent of having them go back to Africa, having spent 6 weeks here in the best universities in the world, including many of our HBCUs, developing leadership and business skills so that they can take those back to Africa and start businesses or work in companies there in Africa. So it really is a game changer. Everybody's very excited about kicking it off. We'll have huge events throughout the course of the next 3 days. And I have to tell you, I have received more calls from U.S. CEOs, top-name CEOs who want to come to this summit than any other state event we've had since we've been here. So huge potential.
Valerie, will leaders of the countries that have been in the news of late be there as well, such as Liberia, Sierra Leone, and in Nigeria where the girls have been kidnapped? Will they be in?
Those leaders are making their decisions. Obviously, we'll be seeing who comes. For those who decide they can't come because of pressing issues at home, of course, we understand our hearts and prayers will go out to all of the families who've been affected by the girls, obviously, who were kidnapped, the victims who have succumbed to Ebola. So there's a lot going on, but then for those who can't make it, certainly we're hoping that they'll send delegations here who can participate as well.
Got to ask you this, Valerie. Has the First Lady banned any sugar and flour in the birthday cake for the president today?
It's the 51st. Well, I'm glad you mentioned today is President Obama's birthday, Roland. I know you're going to have a chance to come by and wish him happy birthday in person later on today. I think she'll give him an exception for today. Okay. You know, she's all about balance. It isn't like she said you can't eat something. Just know what you're eating and eat it in moderation.
Well, wish him a happy birthday for us, please.
Yeah.
I will do that, you all. Thanks for letting me come on and encourage everybody to tune in. This is a great opportunity for not just for the continent of Africa, but for the United States as well.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Take care, you guys.
Thank you.
Gluten-free, sugar-free cupcakes.
Right.
Yum, yum.
Gluten-free, sugar-free, flour-free cupcakes.
That's not how our First Lady sounds. That is not how our First Lady sounds.